Hey everyone, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. I hope you guys are doing fabulous. Tomorrow, the CrossFit Open starts for 2018. We are going to break down the competitors. We're going to give you a tale of the tape. We're going to tell you who we think is going to take the victory for 18.1. And we don't even know what the workout is. That is the great thing about the CrossFit Open. You don't know what the workout is until before the workout is announced or until literally right before they actually do the workout. So we're not going to know what the workout is until tomorrow, the 22nd. It is now the 21st. But you know what? We are going to kind of give us our best guess on what it is, what things could be, and how we can make this fun for you guys. We're going to be announcing some giveaways that we're going to be doing all throughout the CrossFit Open. So make sure you guys keep your scores close. And make sure you're sharing those with us as we post them every single week. It's going to be a fun time. It's always a fun time during the Open. No one knows what's coming. No one knows what Dave Castro has up his sleeve. And if his posts recently and the CrossFit Games posts and all the things that they've been doing warrant any warning, you know what? It's going to be unlike any other year than we've had in the past. The CrossFit Open is going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And you know what? It's going to be just a great time for everyone in the world to, in the CrossFit community, to kind of come together and have some fun with it. We are going to jump right into this, but first, got to get down to some business, guys. Go check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are everywhere where social media is present. We even are on YouTube, so we don't post a lot of things on there, but we are going to try to start posting more things on our YouTube channel as the days come over. But want to give a huge shout out also. It helps us if you guys go give us a like. We're going to be doing some giveaways on Instagram and on Facebook exclusively over the next 5 weeks, so you do not want to miss those. Make sure you're liked and subscribed to all of our social medias. Give us a thumbs up on all of our posts. We love it when you do that. Also, if you go over to Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast app that you use, give us a thumbs up or a rating and review over there. 5 stars helps us so much, and we are so appreciative for it, guys. We can't thank you enough just how much it is. It's amazing how much feedback we get every single week from you guys that want new episodes, that want more things, and we want to continue to give those to you and give you the best content that we can. Also give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido. They are the sponsor of this podcast, man. We love them. They've got burritos, chimichangas, tacos, man, Southwest cuisine. They have got it, man. And they've also got this new queso dip. If you've never been to Burrito Perdido, you need to make your way here to Chesapeake, Virginia on Cedar Road across from the Hardee's and that Sunoco gas station. That's right. It is the best place that you were ever going to eat, and it's inside of a gas station. So head on over to Great Bridge. Give me a call. Let's go get lunch. And man, let's have a good time. Go check out Burrito Perdido. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They would love to have your support as well. Guys, the 2018 CrossFit Open is upon us. That is right. Week number one, February 22nd through the 26th. It is sponsored by Paleoethics. And the matchup is Samantha Briggs, your 2013 CrossFit Games champion, facing off against the 7th place finisher at this past year's CrossFit Games, Kristen Holte. Man, let me tell you something. Let me just run down some stats for you guys. I am getting all these stats from the CrossFit Games website. So if these are a little inaccurate, this is what I'm going off of because that's what they have to go off of. Games appearances, both athletes have 4 games appearances. Samantha Briggs won it back in 2013, then she failed to qualify in 2014, and then in 2015, 2016, she got 4th, and then last year she placed 9th in the World of CrossFit Open. Kristen Holte, her past games experiences, she has gotten better every single year that she has gone. She was there 2014, 2015, 2016 this past year, finishing 16th, 17th, and 12th, and this past year finishing 7th respectively. Both these athletes have plenty of experience within the CrossFit Open. This is both going to be their 6th Open coming up. That's right. This is going to be their 6th Open coming up. Samantha Briggs has won the CrossFit Open 3 times. She won it last year. She won it back in 2013 and 2014. Both these athletes compete in the same region. So it's going to be this isn't going to be the first time you're going to see these athletes. They're going to be competing at the Meridian Regional against each other once again in just a couple of months if they continue to qualify. Man, what a third place in 2016, fourth place, third, and seventh in the regionals, in the respective regionals from 2013 to 2016. That was Kristen Holte. Regionals for Sam Briggs from 2013 to 2016. 2013, she won it, obviously, kind of went coast to coast in 2013. She was the athlete to beat. And I still think a lot of people think that Sam Briggs may be the athlete to beat in a lot of workouts moving forward. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see how things kind of work out in that perspective. Going back, we got 2014, she placed 4th. That was the year that she failed to qualify, the last year for those individual regionals. 2nd last year, 2nd in 2015, and 4th in 2016. She placed 2nd at the Atlantic Regional. She switched over to this side of the water, and then 2016, she placed 4th, and then she obviously qualified for the CrossFit Games in 2017. As well. But guys, here's some numbers for you. Sam Briggs, we're going to give you the back squat, clean and jerk, snatch, and max pull-ups. And then the Fran and Grace time for Sam Briggs, back squat 125 kilos. For Kristen Holte, 132 kilos. Clean and jerk for Sam Briggs, 100 kilos. For Kristen Holte, 102 kilos. So a little bit stronger for Kristen Holte. Snatch 82 kilos and 79 kilos respectively for both athletes. Max pull-ups 49 for Sam Briggs and 42 for Kristen Holte. Fran times for Kristen is 224, 235 for Sam Briggs, and Grace time for Sam Briggs 135, and Grace time for Kristen Holte 155. So this workout is being done down in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in the Morumbi Stadium. It's going to be fun. Last year, Kristen Holte beat Sam Briggs at the CrossFit Games. Sam Briggs actually had her worst finish, finished 9th, finished outside the top 4 for the first time in her CrossFit Games career. The 4 years that she is qualified for the CrossFit Games, was unable to get into that top 5, but still a top 10 finish for, you know, one of the older CrossFit athletes. She's 35 years old. She could technically go into the Masters division this year if she so chose. She probably still may if she does not qualify, but she, I think, is still at the top of the game. She is still one of those CrossFit athletes that, you know what, is going to be here, I think, for a long, long time. She is one of the staples in the CrossFit universe. I'd say she is one of the best all time when it comes to women, when it comes to guys or girls. In the CrossFit Games universe, she is one of the best of all time. There's no question about it. Kristen Holte, she has progressively gotten better over the last couple of years. Obviously, 12th place in 2016, 7th place last year. Squeaked into that top 10 for the first time last year. She's going to be, it's going to be fun to see how her and Sam Briggs kind of match up. I'm going to give you my predictions here in just a moment, kind of what I think is going to happen. Dave Castor really hasn't given many hints, to be honest. He, you know, he may be giving some more right after we release this episode in the next couple of days, but we got a Instagram message, and if you guys see these clues from Dave Castor, you see these clues from people all over the place, let us know what you think these clues mean. Shoot us an email, Robbie at BigRedExpressPodcast.com. Also, you can message us on Instagram. You can message us on Facebook. We want to know what you guys think all these clues mean, and maybe we will share them. Most likely, if you send us what you think they mean, we will share them on our podcast that next week, right when we're previewing all the episodes. So, we got this one from Godfather of Swole. One of the athletes from his gym said, It's a statue of Father, because Dave Castro posted the statue and with the caption 18.1, no one really knew what it was. And that's the only thing that really he has put out there with the caption 18.1. Does it mean anything? We don't know. Probably not, but we are going to speculate as much as we can. And I like this explanation because I did not know who this statue was. So I'm going to give you what this person said. It's a statue of Father Anthony of the Ascension. He was on an expedition for 10 months from 1602 to 1603. So it's going to be either 16.2 or 16.3 or 16.2 and 16.3 combined. Man, let me tell you something. I don't know if I want that. But I guarantee you a lot of people out there do not. I believe if my, I'm trying to think. I'm pulling it up right now. I should have been more prepared. I apologize. 16.2 was this. 16.2 was every 4 minutes. You started a new round of 25 toes to bar, 50 double unders, and 15 squat cleans. And then the squat cleans got lowered, but the weights went higher. And then I believe you stop at 20 minutes. So it's the beginning on the minute, 4 minute clock. If you complete the 25, 50, 15 within 4 minutes, you got the rest of the time to rest. No, you actually just keep going. You keep going, but if you do not finish it, you are done. So your workout could be possibly just 4 minutes. Then you stop after. So I don't think it's going to be that. I think it may be this. And heck, this could be a great opener. It would be different than any other opener that we've ever had before. Kind of the every 4 minutes, or I know he's done every 3 minutes or every 90 seconds before. But I think this could be an interesting one to kick off the CrossFit Open with. It's not really a chipper type of workout, but you know what? I think it would be good. To kind of get things going. Week number 16.3 was complete as many rounds as possible as 10 power snatches and 3 bar muscle-ups. Do I say that's possible? Yes, but I don't think it's going to be that's what it's going to be. And the reason I say that is because I think it's going to be something more of a chipper-ish style, and yes, it could be anything, but I think Dave Castro likes to use the strengths of the athletes that he has, and he has two workhorses. He has two of the best engines in the game of CrossFit, especially Sam Briggs, who you could arguably say is probably the best engine, male or female, for the sport of CrossFit. But would it surprise me to see a nice little couplet of 10 snatches at a very, very light weight, since both of these athletes don't really have the heaviest snatches. So maybe 16.3 is the best option. You know, I could see this. Obviously, 3 bar muscle-ups is not a big deal for a lot of these athletes. It obviously, you know, gets up after a while, but it could be a quick 7-minute AMRAP of 10 power snatches and the 3 bar muscle-ups. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. If I had to pick between 16.2 and 16.3, you know what? I would probably pick 16.3. So that's going to be my guess. My guess is going to be 16.3 for two athletes that maybe aren't the strongest in the sport of CrossFit, but have a very good engine. They can go very quickly, and they're going to be able to do all those power snatches unbroken, and it's going to be a very quick 7 minutes of 10 power snatches and 3 bar muscle-ups. Or could we see for the first time, because this person also said maybe it's just going to be rope climbs. I don't know why she said that, but maybe she knows something that we do not know. Could this be the first time that we ever see rope climbs in the CrossFit Open? We have never seen it before. I don't know if we will see them this time. If we do, get ready for all the backlash that Dave Castro is about to face, but I don't think he cares about any of that stuff. I think it's going to be interesting to see what it is. That's going to be, if I had to pick a previous workout of what it had to be. I don't think he's going to repeat things too quickly, but it's Dave Castro. He's known to do some crazy, crazy things in the past. If I had to pick between Kristen Holte and Sam Briggs, who's going to win this matchup, I got to go with Sam Briggs just because she has been in this spot before so many times. She has been in the CrossFit Opens so many times. She has been in the announcements. She knows what to expect. Kristen Holtze, I believe, was in one last year. Maybe not. But this is going to be her first announcement, if not her second. So she's not as familiar with it. It's going to be in another country. She's originally from Norway. And so I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see how things kind of match up. But in the end, I think Sam Briggs is going to come out on top. It's going to be very fun to watch. Make sure you guys are watching at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the CrossFit Games website. You know I'll be watching. I'll be giving you guys some updates when I'm available. I'm actually working tomorrow night, so I will be unable to do a live feed post the announcement, but I'm going to do my best to kind of present a video of what I think the announcement is going to be and how I think it is going to go. Guys, thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Big Red Express. Please go give us a 5-star rating and a nice review on Apple Podcasts. Go like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next week. Week 1 of the Open starts now. Good luck.